A 27-page complaint filed in state court in Boston Thursday by Massachusetts Attorney General Martha Coakley accuses Dobell of charging the university for personal items, trips, meals in fancy restaurants, and family vacations, totaling nearly $100,000. The suit accuses Dobell of violating school policy and state law when he used school-issued credit cards for $59,000 in personal expenses and $39,000 for travel he falsely claimed was for official university business. His actions allegedly violate the state's False Claims Act, making Dobell liable for triple damages if Coakley prevails. Coakley told WCVB-TV Dobell's pattern of inappropriately spending state money is unacceptable.
I know that he's done some good things for the school, but this kind of saying, I'm a bold leader, so therefore I get to not have to follow the rules, frankly, is wrong, and it's why we brought this suit.
The attorney general began an investigation last fall into allegations of Dobell's reckless spending. According to her office, a review of credit card statements and records revealed Dobell made hundreds of personal purchases using university credit cards during his six-year tenure. The purchases included hotel stays, meals, and plane tickets for himself and family members. The complaint states Dobell received several reminders from the university's staff about restricting the use of school credit cards for official business. He allegedly responded by blaming the charges on human error or mistakes by the credit card company's computers. Dobell also allegedly denied authorizing some of the charges. He also allegedly backdated some checks to make it appear he had repaid the school in a timely manner. Dobell's attorney, Ross Garber, said Dobell looks forward to defending himself against the allegations in the lawsuit.
I will say that I'm not surprised that the attorney general would take this action because she's been presented with only one side of the story. So Dr. Dobell, at this point, looks forward to the full truth coming out, which is what happens in court.
Dobell has said his jet setting was part of an effort to boost the Westfield State University brand.
At all times, Evan Dobell acted in the best interest of Westfield State University. And he looks forward to the whole truth coming out and to reclaiming his reputation.
The suit by the Attorney General comes on the heels of a scathing report by the Massachusetts Inspector General. The 71-page report details at least 20 instances where investigators said Dobell knowingly and willfully spent state funds for personal purposes and made false or misleading statements to cover it up. Inspector General Glenn Cunha said Dobell's freewheeling spending financially crippled the school's fundraising organization and resulted in little benefit to the university.
Here we have the president of a university who's engaging in this outrageous behavior.
The Attorney General's office is still reviewing the Inspector General's report. A spokesperson for Coakley said the lawsuit filed Thursday does not foreclose the potential for additional action. A spokesperson for Westfield State declined comment. The school's Board of Trustees is considering scheduling a special meeting later this month to review the Inspector General's report. Reporting from WAMC's Pioneer Valley News Bureau on the campus of Western New England University, I'm Paul Tuthill.